This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but he says a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. He spoke to the Associated Press in an exclusive interview ahead of a U.S. trip in which he's slated to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. He said Iraq's security forces and its army are capable of defending the country without the U.S.-led coalition troops. He adds that Iraq will still ask for continued training and military intelligence gathering. A typhoon hit parts of eastern China and uprooted trees and drenched communities in knee-deep water, but there were no reports of major damage as it made landfall on Sunday. Sea, air, and rail traffic had been shut down across a section of the coast, and the storm rumbled ashore around midday, according to the China Meteorological Administration. The typhoon hit as the central province of Henan is still cleaning up after torrential downpours dumped a year's worth of rain in just 3 days last week. Government officials on Sunday added another 5 dead to the toll, raising the total to 63. Millions were affected by the floods, with some trapped without fresh food or water for days, and economic losses have run into the billions of dollars. Scuffles broke out in Brazil on Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the pandemic. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indian officials Sunday raised the death toll to 127 from flooding and landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in India, with rescuers still searching for dozens more missing. The country's western coast has been hammered by torrential rain since Thursday, with forecasters warning of further downpours over the next few days. Flooding and landslides are common during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is leading to more rain. One official says water levels rose to nearly 20 feet or 6 meters on Thursday after 24 hours of uninterrupted rain. Another claims an area south of Mumbai reported 594 millimeters of rain on Friday, the highest since the start of records a century ago. The water levels there have since started to recede. Experts say an unusually large meteor briefly lit up skies above southern Norway on Sunday, creating a spectacular sound and light display as it rumbled across the sky, and a bit of it may have hit Earth, possibly not far from the capital, Oslo. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Sightings began around 1 a.m. local time, with video on social media showing at least one bright flash. The Norwegian Meteor Network said on Sunday it was analyzing the video footage and other data to look for the meteor's origin and destination. It says early data shows the meteor traveled at 15 to 20 kilometers per second, lit the night sky up for about 5 to 6 seconds, and was likely a large rock traveling between Mars and Jupiter. Chaos and confusion over travel rules and measures to contain new virus outbreaks are contributing to another cruel summer for Europe's battered tourism industry. Popular destination countries are grappling with surging COVID-19 variants, but the patchwork and last-minute nature of the efforts as the peak season gets underway threatens to derail yet another summer. In France, the world's most visited country, visitors to cultural and tourist sites were confronted this week with a new requirement for a special COVID-19 pass. To get the pass, which comes in paper or digital form, people must prove they're either fully vaccinated or recently recovered from an infection or produce a negative virus test. Use of the pass could extend next month to restaurants and cafes. Italy said Thursday that people will need a similar pass to access museums and movie theaters, dine inside restaurants and cafes, and get into pools, casinos, and a range of other venues. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.